USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump returned to Florida Saturday morning to cast his ballot before heading to three crucial swing states. At a rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, he told supporters he's working to help the middle class.
I fight for the middle class, and Biden and his cronies serve only one class. They serve the donor class, believe it or not. Now, in all fairness to donor class, I would be the greatest in history. All I have to do is call them, send 10 million, send 10 million. Everyone would send 10 million. But once you do that, you can't deal with them anymore. Once you do that, you can no longer do what's right for you.
Former Vice President Joe Biden made several stops in Pennsylvania Saturday, a key swing state that President Trump won in 2016 by less than a percent, but he trails Biden by 7 points in the most recent polls. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news, and now no namaste. Day, filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should be taking up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed, with the vote expected to split along party lines. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Two drug companies restarting their efforts working towards a COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could mean very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
Nigeria's entire police force has been ordered to mobilize after several days of protests in the country that have left dozens dead. Thousands have taken to the streets across the country to protest police brutality and abuse, mostly directed at one specialized police unit. Those mostly peaceful protests turned violent on Tuesday after soldiers fired on a crowd in the nation's largest city of Lagos. At least 12 protesters were killed in that incident. In a statement on Saturday, Nigeria's Inspector General of Police ordered officers to, quote, dominate the public space, end quote, in order to end the unrest. The violence has drawn condemnation this week from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former Vice President Joe Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.